USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton praising the church in the town of White Settlement near Fort Worth for how prepared its volunteer security team was in putting down the shooter Sunday. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
I've never heard a solution that offers a way to prevent this from ever happening again. So knowing that, all I'm saying is that we should be prepared for when it does happen.
Paxton speaking with reporters, telling them that the West Freeway Church of Christ is a model for other churches to follow. Paxton would not speculate on a motive, only saying the shooter was homeless and had visited the White Settlement Church several times before.
The two men killed in the shooting, members of the church's security team, they're identified as Anton Wallace, 64 years old, from Fort Worth, and Richard White, 67, from River Oaks. Wallace, a deacon and longtime congregant of the church. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An outpouring of support on social media for Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis, who reveals he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The 79-year-old says he will start treatment in the next few weeks. The discovery during a routine medical checkup. In a statement, Lewis writing, "I have been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for nearly my entire life. I have never faced a fight quite like the one I have now." Former President Obama on Twitter saying, "Praying for you, my friend." And as we close out the year, people making resolutions for 2020, I spoke with a few folks at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Better spending habits.
Are the credit cards smoking?
Oh, I paid them off. But, going forward, be cautious of your spending.
Well, of course, like everybody says, lose weight.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Exercise more.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The U.S. military on the offensive in the past couple of days in Somalia and the Middle East. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The Secretary of State saying that those military airstrikes were designed to protect American forces and citizens in Iraq.
This was an Iranian-backed rogue militia acting to deny the Iraqi people their basic sovereignty. It's Qasem Soleimani, it's the Ayatollah, working to expand their terror campaign all around the world.
Meanwhile, on another front, the Pentagon says U.S. forces carried out airstrikes in Somalia. The military saying the strikes were targeting militants with the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab and that four terrorists were killed.
Turning now to the economy. For the first time in 8 weeks, there's been a slight increase in the price of gasoline.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average for gasoline has increased by over 3 cents a gallon this week.
The national average has increased for its first time in 8 weeks, posting a 3.4 cent per gallon increase to a national average of $2.57 per gallon.
Patrick DeHaan compares the price of gasoline now at the end of 2019 as compared to some recent figures.
Average prices remain slightly lower than a month ago, but 31 cents higher than 1 year ago when economic concerns drove down oil prices and caused gas prices to stand at $2.26.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.